Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 23 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great time broadcasting live from Garrett County, Maryland, Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, West Mountain, Maryland, which is also Western Maryland, great part of the world, wonderful people, and having a great time visiting with these folks over here. They've been so nice to me, and Beverly Williams, my benefactor here in the area. You all of you know Beverly. She's been on our show since the beginning almost, and basically has been from since the beginning, and she's been my host and my caretaker while we've been up here, and we had a great time up here. Karen Myers is in front of me, folks. She is with Wisp Resorts, and they're in real estate development. They're in the entertainment business, really, if you think about it. They're in the recreational business, and I've asked her to join us today to talk to us about this business, because I think you're going to find it very interesting. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for hosting me here in the area. I appreciate it very much. I'm looking forward to the rest of our stay here. Now, what is Wisp Resorts, W-I-S-P Resort? What does that mean?
Wisp Resort is, first and foremost, the only downhill ski area in the state of Maryland.
Really?
I've
seen some of your courses. I like to ski.
Yes, and we also have an 18-hole golf course, championship course.
Wow.
And we have something in the summer that we call our Outdoor Adventures Program that includes a skateboard park and paintball and disc golf, chairlift rides, just, you know, a range of activities and entertainment for families.
You know, that's what a lot of people don't really think about when they think of a ski resort. They don't think of it in the alternate season, the reciprocal season, because, I mean, the mountains are beautiful in the summer, and you can see so many cool things in a ski area in the summertime, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you'll find that with ski resorts across the country or across the world, but I think it really boils down to if we don't do something generally recreation-wise through the rest of the season, we can't keep our employees.
You're out of business.
We have wonderful people who work for us in the winter, and it's our responsibility to find things for them to do to entertain our customers and our guests the rest of the year so that they have a year-round job.
Well said and well done. Just like a restaurant, you know, if you only have dinner, it's kind of tough to make a living only with a dinner menu, you know, because the utilities and the rent and the payroll still goes on, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, but even more importantly is the talent, you know, that you train the talent, and if you can't keep them, then you have to retrain them every year, and that'd be tough.
Speaking of talent, how many employees do you have?
We have about 150 year-round full-time employees, and in the ski season, I'm told that we will be have a total hiring of about 800 people for the winter.
Wow, that's pretty cool. A lot of college kids, probably.
We hope. We want every college student we can find. I mean, we're a little concerned that we're going to find enough people. So if you want a winter job, come see us.
That's a challenge for a lot of folks, isn't it? By the way, give us the website.
The website is www.wispresort.com.
W-I-S-P-resort.com. And can we find out about employment opportunities there?
Oh, I think it's posted. In fact, our job fair is this Saturday. So,
so could I apply for the job? I'd love working in a ski resort.
Maybe you'd like to be a ski instructor or work at the tube park.
I can ski a little bit, but I'm not sure about the instructors.
You would like to be a host.
Yes, I would. That's exactly right. That would be my job. Okay, what's it like developing real estate in this part of the world?
It's fun. It is really fun. We first owned the surrounding real estate. We owned about 3,000 acres of land around the Wisp before we were able to purchase it. And we realized that our real estate would be more valuable and more appealing if we controlled the recreational amenities as well.
Right.
And so we've been spending a lot of time improving that recreational amenity. But we have a great plan. Some people think we have vision. I think that we're lucky.
Well, you know, I think it's probably a lot of both. And because, you know, you make your luck, especially doing what you're doing, because you don't go into the real estate business and find success without some vision, without some courage. And so I congratulate you on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, now, let's talk about, had you been in the recreation business before?
Yes, my personal background is I've been in the real estate business for more than 30 years.
Started when you were six.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
But we had purchased the first part of this property in 1994. So for more than 10 years, we've been planning it and basically installing the infrastructure that we needed to get to the point that we are today. We built roads and put in water and sewer and all that.
But you'd not really been in the ski resort business before? You'd not done any of the recreational things before?
No, we weren't. June of 2001, we were introduced to the real world.
Is that when the ski slopes opened?
Well, that's when we purchased the ski slopes. We purchased
someone
the
else
slopes.
Had.
Yes,
they. I got you.
Yeah, because the Wisp itself, as a downhill ski area, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary this winter. They've been in operation 50 years.
Well, I'm glad to know that. I guess I did not realize that. 50 years. Congratulations.
50 years.
So that's this year?
That's this year.
Big
birthday party.
Going to have a big celebration?
Yes, sir.
Well, I haven't gotten my invitation, but I'm sure it's in the mail. It's probably at home. It'll be there when I get there.
Yeah, it's hard to get people excited about that until the snow really starts flying around a little bit more.
We're going to get it. Well, you guys have already had one snow this year, though.
I know, but that was an unexpected one. We weren't really planning
for that snow.
Couldn't
take advantage of it, could you? When's the snow going to start?
Well, the snow will start on the mountain as soon as we have nighttime temperatures in the range of 28 degrees.
Right. You actually make a lot of your own snow, don't you?
Oh, we make a tremendous amount of snow. We have a wonderful facility.
But this part of Maryland, this part of the eastern part of the United States, has great snow in the wintertime, all in natural. There's natural snow.
We do.
Which I'm going to let you talk to us about right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. I'll be right back with Karen Meyer.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Those of you who've been listening already, I know you can feel your IQ going up exponentially. Those of you who tuned in, who just now tuning in, and welcome aboard to you, and look what you got to look forward to. And my website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog, which the newsletter comes on Sunday by email. The blog comes by really simple syndication 5 days a week. I'm sitting in front of Karen Myers and a bunch of other folks here who are hosting me in Garrett County, Maryland, and I'm very excited because remember the guy with the creamery, folks, I mentioned earlier, and I made this plea about maybe he'd bring some ice cream, and yesterday I even said what flavors I like. Well, apparently he was listening because I'm looking at some ice cream, and I'm actually going to eat some ice cream on the air. That'll be the first for me in 8 years, so. That'll be coming up in the next segment. You've got that to look forward to. Karen Myers runs a ski resort, among other things, here in Garrett County, Maryland. Don't you, Karen?
I do. Thank you.
And it's Wisp Resorts, celebrating your 50th year. You haven't owned it that long, but the resort's been there for almost 50 years this year, right?
That's correct.
And how many feet of run do you have? You know, how much elevation do you have?
Oh, we have about, we now have 700, with our new ski expansion this year, we now go to 700 feet of vertical.
All right, good for you. You got blacks and
we have blacks,
blue and
blues,
green.
Greens, all levels.
Any double diamonds?
Not really
just
a double
just
diamond,
a single
just
diamond.
A very difficult single
huh?
diamond.
All right. And now, how much natural snow do you guys get here a year?
It varies, but I think the average is 100 inches.
That's
average
pretty darn good
snowfall
natural
per
snow.
Year. Just a few years ago, I think the total was 254 inches. So
you say they saved money on their snowmaking machines that year, didn't they?
Well, it came later in the season. You know,
in
the ski business, we have to make snow early
right.
so that we
for
can
the base.
For the base and
right.
to get people excited and interested and into the sport as early as we can in the season.
What would you now? You're a real estate developer. You're in the recreation business. You've just gotten into that fairly recently. If there are people out there right now, Karen, who might like to do some of the things you're doing. Maybe it's not ski resorts, but some kind of recreational business, or it's in the real estate development. What would be your best advice to them?
Well, I think they need to research exactly the direction they want to go in terms of, is that what the American public wants to do? And you'll probably have some other guests that may talk about adventure sports. And adventure sports are very simply defined as a sport that has some element of risk,
right,
and challenges nature,
right,
but doesn't have a motor.
Right, like the Outward Bound kind of program.
Yeah, something
kind of
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the adventure sports are growing as a whole. Quite honestly, skiing is flat in terms of we're only replacing with new skiers the numbers that are retiring or leaving the business. And that's part of our challenge, and you'll see us working on some ways to get more families interested in the sport.
How are you going to do that?
Well, one of the ways is we have a little program called Ski Free with a B, and this program is offered to fourth graders.
Right.
And if they bring in their report card, the report card they get in November, if they have a B average, we give them a free season ski pass.
What a great thing to do on so many levels. Good for you. You're building customers for life and helping them with their education. And mom and dad can't mind that either.
No, I mean, everybody likes a good report card, and those kids are so proud of it. They, of course, they insist that the parents bring them skiing often because they earned it, but that's one of the ways that we're trying to help.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you for doing that. That's a great idea. Was that your idea?
No, it wasn't my idea, but I endorsed it when they brought it to me.
You voted for it.
I voted, yeah.
Well, that took a lot of courage. Okay, you got partners, right?
I have partners,
How
yes.
How did that work out?
Well, I have four partners. My dad is one of the partners. Gary Dom, a man from Pittsburgh whose career was with the CEO of GNC, the General Nutrition
Store. What's it like being a partner?
Oh, what's it like being a partner? It's like being a mother, a referee.
Are you the only lady?
I'm the only female.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I feel that.
So you're the one with the logic and the sanity, right?
Well, we all have logic and sanity. I'm the one that tries my best to make sure everybody gets along.
You have to manage the male egos? Is that what you have to do?
Plus my own. I've got a big one.
You have. Give us the website again, Karen.
The website is wispresort.com, W-I-S-P resort.
In the heart of Mountain Maryland here in Garrett County. Folks, I encourage you to come here. It's a beautiful place. The people are wonderful, and the ski resort is great. And that's a great story, 100 inches of snow every year. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Appreciate it. We can use all the luck we can get.
All right, quick break. I'm going to be right back with the ice cream man. Bill Mayer is going to be with us. He's got his ice cream. He knew how to get in my door. Stand by. Quick break. Stay with us.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.